Following passage of his bill to remove collective bargaining for most public employees in 2011, opponents of Governor Walker launched the drive to remove him from office in November of last year. In January, they turned in over 900,000 signatures to force an election.
We rose up and came together to fight back. Woo! We called recall.
Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish and four GOP state senators were also the target of recalls. Governor Walker seemed optimistic about his chances of surviving an election.
And I think in the end, voters are going to look at this and say, hey, Scott Walker did what he said he was going to do. He said he'd balance the budget. He said he would do it without raising taxes.
Following months of petition reviews, legal challenges, and a four-way Democratic primary, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett emerged as the Democratic candidate, setting up a rematch of the 2010 election.
I will end the Civil War in Wisconsin. I will restore trust to the governor's office. I will heal the wounds that have so deeply divided the state like we've never seen them divided before.
The election was on June 5th, with both sides confident they would come out the winner. But it only took about 2 hours before Mayor Barrett conceded the race, and Governor Walker claimed victory.
Tonight we tell Wisconsin, we tell our country, and we tell people all across the globe that voters really do want leaders who stand up and make the tough decisions.
While Democrats failed to remove the governor and lieutenant governor, they did succeed in winning back control of the state Senate after Democrat John Lehman ousted incumbent Senator Van Wongard. They lost that majority again after the November elections. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.